Lyngbo Nærradio. FM Stereo. Lyngbo Nærradio. FM Stereo.
Lord, I love to hear Hank Williams sing. And there's a lot of lefties now with different names. But it'll never be the way it was before. Take me back to yesterday once more. How I miss old Tex, those days were good. And nobody else could sing like Jim Reeves could. Red Foley's gospel songs touch my heart. Take me back to yesterday once more. When they sang your cheating heart in always lay, and there'll be peace in the valley someday. I knew my whiskey, four walls too near me, take me back to yesterday once more. Johnny Harton sang a country song so fine. And there'll never be another Patsy Cline. And how I miss Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. Take me back to yesterday once more. When they sang your cheating heart and always lay, and there'll be peace in the valley someday. North to Alaska, San Antonio Road, take me back to yesterday once more. Take me back to yesterday once more.
Det var Mo Bandy og Yesterday Once More, og med den så er vi i gang med kontomusikken her på Lyngen Rå Nærradio på de 106,7 MHz i stereo. Som sædvanligt så sidder The Lazy Cowboy og driver den af i hjørnet, mens Per han kæmper med knapperne. Vi skal have fat i en gang kontomusik. Om det er godt eller dårligt, det ved jeg ikke, men det bestemmer jo vel egentlig selv. Jeg skal bare spille det. Så lad os komme i gang. Her det er Abraham Weaver med I Know a Memory When I See One.
Some place I've never been before. Trying to make my getaway. On the run from a love that wrecked my world. Stopped at a diner in a two-bit town. Soon as a waitress set my coffee down. Looked in my eyes before she turned her head. And my heart said, don't move, don't make a sound. Got the rhythm in the way she moves. She even talks a little bit like you. Something in the way she smiles and says my name. That sparks that old flame. This looks a little like the place we met. That's not the kind of thing a fool forgets.
Det var Abraham Weaver, vi har gangen her med I Know a Memory When I See One. Så kan jeg så sige, at der er nyt musik, men der er selvfølgelig også nogle af de gode gamle med. De ligger nok også, når der kommer det stykke i en større dynge end de nye. Her er der i hvert fald lidt nyt, Adrian Johnston og Jordan Isaac med Damn I Want to Love This, og så skal jeg lige finde ud af, hvad de er, de ønsker at se. Det kan jeg klare. Nej, Damn I Want to I Love Like That, sådan hedder den.
Get any better, guess what?
Det var så Adrian Johnston og Jordan Isaac med Damn, I Want a Love Like That. Vi skal have fat i det lidt ældre musik, som vi kalder nemlig Alan Jackson og Buicks to the Moon.
How long will I love you? I don't really know. I'd like to think forever is how far we could go. So let me paint a picture of how it's gonna be the day you don't mean everything to me.
stop loving you. Honey, they'll be driving Buicks to the moon. What comes to pass, this old world may wear out, my love's gonna last. If they ever build that highway to the moon, I'll just find something else, promise you. When a nickel's worth a dollar and gold ain't worth a dime, when they ship on waters that will take you back in time. When the stars have all been counted and I stop loving you, honey, they'll be driving Buicks to the moon. When the stars have all been counted and I stop loving you, they'll be driving Buicks to the moon.
Det var Alan Jackson, der gav os Buicks to the Moon. Så har vi rent ind i et lille problem igen, fordi Bibi og Sniff, de har lavet arrangementen i Silkeborg, og der var Sniff så snu, at han søgte ved et eller andet lidt mindre tilskud ved det her kulturarrangement på grund af corona, man kunne søge det. Og han fik det klare og tydelige afslag, at kontramusikken, det var faktisk nok ikke kultur, så det kunne de ikke støtte. Det er ikke første gang, vi har stødt på det. Det gjorde vi engang i Jørgen Kommune, hvor BNO Country Club, de søgte om den der pulje, der var til sådan kulturelle arrangementer. Der fik vi også den klare melding, at jamen, de mente ikke, det var kulturelt nok. Og der skulle jo sådan set være en del aldersgrupper, og de kunne ikke se rigtig nogen ting. Det er fordi, de aldrig nogensinde gad at besøge klubben, de kan heller ikke koncentrere sig om det, fordi vi har medlemmer fra faktisk 5 år og så op til 95, så de kunne ikke bruge nogen som helst ting. Så hvorfor vil man gå hen og sige, at kontramusik ikke er kultur? Jeg mener sådan noget som rapmusik og så den nye dansk musik, det er jo slet ikke noget med kultur at gøre, hvis det skulle være. Så alle har sin egen mening, men man burde nok kigge lidt mere bredt. Vi kigger i hvert fald bredt her. Vi kigger på kontramusik. Det er kultur, så det basker. Lad os få fat i Arlie og Honky Tonk Historical Society.
Night, along about happy hour, down the street from the corporate world with the glass-stained ivory towers. Each one of us is on the board of governor to preside in a meeting room at a pool table with the jukebox on the side. We're giving ourselves an associate name of respectability. We're the Honky Tonk Hysterical Society. Now we discuss what's going down in the local and the global news, what's right and wrong in the world today, while we drink our favorite brew. We've got the answers to all the ills society suffers from. We joke and laugh while we solve every problem under the sun. We set our standards just above a dysfunctional family. We're the Honky Tonk Hysterical Society. Oh, we support every right that's radical, liberal, cause we see in the world never seen to recognize sensibility. If you think no one believes in the underdog, you're barking up the wrong tree.
hysterical society. So drop on down, you're welcome to join our benevolent bunch. Have a drink with us over hors d'oeuvres, a peanut pretzel brunch.
Jump on in and voice your view. I know that while you're here, your opinion is good as long as you don't cry in our beer. We respect the right to check ourselves, never too seriously. We're the honky-tonk hysterical society. Oh, we support every righteous, radical, liberal conspiracy in the world that never seems to recognize disability.
If you think no one believes in the underdog, you're barking up the wrong tree.
We're the honky-tonk hysterical society. Yeah, you bet. We're the honky-tonk hysterical society.
Ejligt var det så her med Honky Tonk Hysterical Society. Vi skal over til Barbara Mandrell og One of a Kind Pair of Fools.
He had the best of both worlds, yours and mine. And I bet he's proud of himself the way he split his time. Telling all his friends how good it feels to play both ends. I'm sure in all of their eyes that you and I are one of a kind, a pair of fools. Two women, one man's been lying to. You thought you were the only. We're one of a kind, a pair of fools. Funny we could talk this out like the best of friends, but we're not to blame for the pain that that man has put us in. When we break the news that you know about me, and I know about you, after what he's done, he better start to run from this one of a kind, a pair of fools. Two women, one man's been lying to. You thought you were the only one, I thought I was too. We're one of a kind, a pair of fools. When we break the news that you know about me, and I know,
and I know about you,
after what he's done, he better start to run from this one of a kind, a pair of fools. Two women, one man's been lying to. You thought you were the only one, I thought I was too. I guess we see now what blind love can do. We're one of a kind, a pair of fools. Two women, one man's been lying to.
One of a kind pair of fools fik vi her med Barbara Mandrell. Vi skal have fat i en gang Bellamy Brothers, og det er Old Hippie 2, som man nok måske hedder.
He'll be 45 come Wednesday. His gray hair is getting thin, but he's still hanging in there. Don't feel too bad for the shape he's in. He's seen yuppies in the White House, but he thinks they're gonna fail, 'cause he just don't trust a president that never has inhaled. And he prays to God to stop his crime, but it seems to no avail. Well, he still loves country music, but he's been left out in the dark, 'cause they don't play Merle and George no more. He don't know Billy Ray from Garth. He's heard of Woodstock too, but it never could compete, 'cause he was there the day that Hendrix played the anthem with his feet, back when all those grunge bands couldn't even keep a beat. He's an old hippie, even older than before, wondering what to pay attention to and what should he ignore. He's an old hippie, still adjusting to the change. He's just trying to find some balance in a world gone totally insane. He still thinks back on the 60s, but not in the same way. They built a wall to his war, then forgot the MIA. And he's trying to be a nice man, but it's too much of a bore, 'cause fax machines and cell phones ain't what he was put here for. And in a world selling sex and youth, he's the last old dinosaur. Yeah, he's an old hippie, even older than before, wondering what to pay attention to and what should he ignore. He's an old hippie, still adjusting to the change. He's just trying to find some balance in a world gone totally insane. Well, he comes on home from work now, he takes some time up with the kids, try to teach them right from wrong, hope they don't learn it the way he did. And his eyes are on the future, but it's looking pretty sad, and with every day that passes, he becomes more like his dad. He hopes that when this century turns around, things won't be so bad. He's an old hippie, even older than before, wondering what to pay attention to and what should he ignore. He's an old hippie, still adjusting to the change. He just trying to find some balance in a world gone totally insane. He just trying to find some balance in a world gone totally insane.
Det var så Bellamy Brothers, der gav os Old Hippie 2. Vi skal over til lidt norsk musik her, det er Bill Iversen og Till Each Tear Becomes a Rose.
Darling, I can see the clouds around you, and in your sorrow grows. But if you weep, I'll be right there to hold you till each tear you cry becomes a rose. Shattered, and all my life can offer no resistance. together. Lay with me and put your fears to sleep, 'cause there's no pain, no dream can put us under. All the love that binds you and me, darling, I can see the clouds around you, and in your heart I know the sorrow grows. But if you weep, I'll be right there.
Det var Bill Iverson med To Each Tear Becomes a Rose. Vi skal over til C.W. McCall, og det nummer, vi skal høre med ham, det er simpelthen Crispy Critters.
One day about 4 or 5 years ago, we were sitting at the Conoco station, kicking tires and swatting flies, discussing the State of the Union. When right out in front of the Baptist church come a big old purple school bus, had astrological signs upon it, and 35 hippies and dogs inside. About half of them went for the courthouse lawn, and them dogs commenced on the fire plug. Rest of them sat there staring at us, and I says, "Roy, go get your flip gun." He says, "Which is the hippies and which is the dogs?" I says, "Beats the hell out of me, Roy. What there was a bunch of them Crispy Critters, and the leader was a space cadet." And he says, "Sagittarius, we has arrived. Prepare to disembark, man. Get the incense going and the sitar out. We gonna camp in the city park, man." I says, "Boys, let me explain the situation to you. A, you getting me down. And B, we got us a leash law here. And C, you in the wrong town. You drop one string of beads in that there park and you gonna see a whole lot of stars. You got 15 seconds to get out of town, boys, or we gonna blow you to Mars." Well, they all got back in the purple bus and proceeded to the city limits. Then the telephone rang. It was a swimming pool. Says a mess of wild critters was in it. So we all got into Marshall's Plymouth, which is always at the Conoco station. Went flashing on down to the swimming pool to give them critters a citation. By the time we arrived, it was too damn late. Them critters had all had their pants down. Them dogs was tearing the bathhouse apart, and they's after the fish in the fish pond. I says, "Roy, you get the one in the silver t-shirt, and I'll get the rest with a net. We gonna have a jail full of naked Crispy Critters and a drip-dried space cadet." But we lost the war, 'cause them critters outnumbered us. So they moved in and set up camp, and they lived in that purple school bus. 6 weeks later, there was nothing in town but 84 dogs in the head shop, selling dried up weeds and sunflower seeds and astrological postcards. Yeah, critters took over the city council, and the dogs all barked their brains out, and the whole damn town was Crispy Critters, and the mayor was a space cadet.
C.W. McCall her med Crispy Critters. Vi skal over til en Kalish Rider med West Coast Cowgirl.
I've always had that country swag settled in my bones, but growing up old Georgian goth never sang about my home. I'm no Texas tornado, I'm straight California grown, so I'm a wild dusty rodeo. Tailgate's down and Hank is cranking on the radio. These boots are made for riding and for tearing up the floor. And when I walk away, all the boys follow. I'm a West Coast cowgirl from L.A. to the sticks. I'm a West Coast cowgirl, you might think we don't exist. I'm Daisy Duke on the day of, you ain't seen hot like this. I'm a West Coast
Det var så Kalish Ryder med West Coast Cowgirl. Vi skal over til Carlene Carter og mig, Dixie Darling. Her er Carlene Carter med mig, Dixie Darling. Vi skal have fat i en Colt Ford, og han er lidt af en gæld, men når dertil kommer, og det nummer, vi skal høre med ham, she ain't too good for that.
She can't help it, her diploma's got her making 200K while she's cruising in a jet black van. She can sip expensive wine and nibble cheese on a cracker. her heels, she climbs that corporate ladder. But those go out the window on the weekend. That's when
she drives bare feet, likes to eat chicken with her fingers. Catch her down in Wally's bar, she's quite a country singer. She'll go catfishing, her skinny dipping, at the drop of a cowboy hat. She ain't too good for that.
In the Monday morning meeting, she smokes the competition. She's been known to dig an art exhibition. Beethoven, polo, and now and then a good horse race. She'll turn the NASDAQ into cash like she's a magician. Knows politics better than a politician. But she'd rather talk baseball any day. What a play!
She drives bare feet, likes to eat chicken with her fingers. Catch her down in Wally's bar, she's quite a country singer. She'll go catfishing, her skinny dipping, at the drop of a cowboy hat. She ain't too good for that. She can say yes sir,
or she can say ain't.
Tell her she can, but don't tell her she can't. She drives bare feet, likes to eat chicken with her fingers. Catch her down in Wally's bar, she's quite a country singer. She'll go catfishing, skinny dipping, at the drop of a cowboy hat. She ain't too good for that.
Det var så koldt fort, vi har gang på her med She Ain't Too Good For That. Vi skal have en lille gang non-stop, som vi indleder med, hvad hedder han, Dale Boswell og Scootin' Up.
Well, the boss said there's word who wants to stay. Can anybody use a little overtime pay? My check is short and my money's tight, but scooching up to my baby tonight. Scooching up, scooching up. I work all day till the day is through, but tonight, baby, love, I'm scooching up to you. Well, the boys going out and gonna have some fun. Open up the gate. Oh, you wanna go? I said, that's alright. This puppy's staying home tonight. Scooching up, scooching up. I could spend all night howling at the moon, but tonight, baby, love, I'm scooching up to you. Scooching up is a simple exercise. Just rest your knees right behind her thighs. Hold her close for a minute or two. Turn around and let her do it to you. Scooching up, scooching up. Huddle and snuggle if you want to, but this country boy's scooching up to you. Up. Cuddle and snuggle if you want to, but this country boy's scooching up to you. Scooching up is a simple exercise. Just rest your knees right behind your thighs. Hold her close for a minute or two. Turn around and let her do it to you. Scooching up, scooching up. Cuddle and snuggle if you want to, but this country boy's scooching up to you. Cuddle and snuggle if you want to, but this country boy's scooching up to you.
Oh yeah, baby, come on over here. It's my turn. everybody always knew she belonged to him. Since kindergarten they were best of friends. Their parents called it puppy love, but puppies know the deal. Jamie and Jen knew it was real. Her first day with glasses on, Jen wouldn't go to school. Jamie showed up at her door grinning like a fool. In his daddy's horn rims, she laughed until she cried. He said, let them call us both four eyes. And he said, God made your mother so you'd always have a friend. Your sister and brother to fight with now and then. God made your father to show you what a man should be. And he knew you'd need someone to always love you. That's why God made me. Her senior year of high school, they drifted apart. They both experienced their first broken heart. Jen met a new boy, made a bad mistake. She hasn't seen him since that day. She waited for her mom and dad to come home from work. She didn't know her best friend called Jamie first. He showed up at her door, said, I know things look bad. Why don't we tell them I'm the dad? And he said, God made your mother so you'd always have a friend. Your sister and brother to fight with now and then. God made your father to show you what a man should be. And he knew you'd need someone to always love you. That's why God made me. In 5 years, they've added to their family. And the one who don't look much like Jamie, last night at bedtime, said, where did I come from? I don't look like the babies. I don't look like you and mom. God made your mother so you'd always have a friend. Your sister and brother to fight with now and then. God made your father, and that's who I'll never be. But he knew you'd need someone to always love you. That's why God made me. That's why God made me.
Daddy was an old-time preacher man. He preached the word of God throughout the land. He preached so plain a child could understand. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man.
He told the people of the need to pray. He talked about God's wrath and judgment day. He preached about that great eternity. He breathed hell so hot that you could feel the heat.
Daddy was an old-time preacher man. Aunt Leona would get up to testify. As we'd sing in the sweet by and by. Then we'd sing, I'm on my way. Daddy was an old-time preacher man.
Revivals and camp meetings went for weeks. Folks came from all around to hear him preach. Daddy said, if one is saved, it's worth it all. But the aisles were always filled at altar call.
Daddy was an old-time preacher man. He preached the word of God throughout the land. He preached so plain a child could understand. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man. Daddy worked for God but asked no pay. For he believed that God provides a way.
We never had a lot, but we got by.
I guess it's cause the Lord was on my daddy's side. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man. In the sweet,
by and by,
we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
Gang non-stop fik vi så her med indledningen med Dale Boswell med Scooting Up. Derefter var det Daryl Singletary med That's Why God Made Me. Dolly Parton og Porter Wagoner i duet sammen kom med Daddy Was an Old Time Preacher Man. Og her til sidst var det egentlig også en duet, det var nemlig Dwight Yoakam og Buck Owens med Streets of Bakersfield. Vi skal have fat i Eddie Smithers og Curse of a Stubborn Man. Eddie Smithers var det så her med Curse of a Stubborn Man. Vi skal videre, det skal vi med Emmylou Harris og Tennessee Waltz.
Lyngbroen er radio. FM Stereo.